Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Travel headaches around the world are continuing today. Airlines are canceling thousands of flights every day as crew members call in sick with COVID. So, if your travel plans get upended, what recourse do you have? Can you get your money back? Let's put these questions to Seth Kaplan, our transportation analyst at Here and Now. Hey, Seth.
Hey, Scott.
Okay, first, what is the latest as far as delays and cancellations?
I wish I had better news, Scott. Here we are in what at least is kind of the lull between Christmas and New Year's. Not one of the very busiest travel days, but a busy one. And it's a mess out there. And anybody who tried to book their holiday plans, picking an airline based on which airlines were a mess a couple months ago when they made those plans, might have outsmarted themselves. Back then it was American and Southwest, you might remember, were in the headlines.
Yeah,
those two airlines, each of them with less than 10 cancellations today. It's United and Delta worth more than 100 each. JetBlue with nearly 100, which as a percentage of its operations, because it's an even smaller airline, that's nearly 10% of its flights, according to FlightAware.
Can't win. Well, are these airlines offering credits or refunds to stranded flyers?
Yeah, when they cancel on you, the good news typically is yes, they will offer to get you there some other way. And if that doesn't work for you, they will offer you a full refund. Now, that might be small consolation, Scott, if you have a non-refundable car rental or hotel room, because that company isn't necessarily going to care about the flight cancellation, or simply if you bought this ticket because you hoped to get somewhere on time, right? And there's an event, whether it's a family event or something else, and now you're not going to get there because of the cancellation. Nothing that's going to do to help you. They will just offer to give you your money back typically for that flight when they are the ones canceling on you rather than the other way around.
All right. So, Seth, to protect yourself, do you buy travel insurance or do you buy flight and medical insurance?
I personally, if by you mean me personally, I typically don't. Now, everybody should make sure they're covered medically. If you're going somewhere where your insurance is not going to cover you abroad, set that aside. Make sure you have health insurance. In terms of travel insurance is a perfectly legitimate product, and people are glad to have it when something goes wrong. It also costs money, and it's kind of like an extended warranty on a TV, right? Over the course of your life, you just kind of have to make that cancellation of what I want to pay that money each time to have the benefit the one time or two times that something does go wrong. Personally, I don't do it, but many people do. And again, there have been times when in that moment I wished I had it.
Do we know if this travel insurance covers COVID-related surprises?
Well, it does in a lot of cases, and you have to check your policy. You also have to check, Scott, whether the credit card that you're using to book covers certain things. You want to be covered for whatever you want to be covered for, but you don't want to pay for redundant coverage. If your policy doesn't exclude COVID, then yes, if you're sick or if you test positive for COVID and you show evidence of that, they're going to cover you. What it doesn't cover is if you just decide that you're not comfortable traveling anymore because you heard there are a lot of COVID cases someplace, it's not going to cover you for that. There is something called cancel for any reason insurance. It's more expensive. It doesn't pay you back for everything. But if you just want to decide not to travel for any reason, you would need that kind of coverage.
Here and Now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan. Seth, thank you as always.
Happy New Year, Scott.
And to you.